We're talking about pastoral care conversations, and we're talking about the relationship of a father to his daughter. And when we think about that, we talked in the last session about the importance of teaching healthy masculinity so that your daughter could grow up and be a well-adjusted woman who enjoys the masculinity that's in her life and knows how to balance masculinity and femininity in a way that's very healthy to glorify God. Today we're going to talk about getting to know each daughter, and of course we appreciate Dr. Kevin Lehman in a great way in his book, Be the Dad She Needs You to Be. When we talk about knowing who your daughter is, Dr. Kevin Lehman, who wrote so many books on being, you know, the firstborn, secondborn, birth order, he really sees how each birth order affects who that daughter is. And as dads, and as we teach dads how to do that, these are important reminders. Now, in some cases, the birth order doesn't have a big effect. In some cases, there are excellent reasons. We've talked about some of those reasons in the past. But let's get specific in the birth order and see some of these general principles that are helpful in helping fathers with their daughters. Again, let's talk first about firstborns, and firstborns are often the planners, the organizers, the list makers, the managers, the perfectionists of the world. School is often their proving ground. They tend to be confident, self-assured in most situations. They keep things under control, set goals, reach them, tend to get more done in a day than the children who fall elsewhere in the birth order. They are great problem solvers. But the very things that make them successes could also cause problems in their relationships. Others may see them as self-centered, difficult to work with. Firstborns know things should work and expect everyone else to agree. They sometimes are afraid to try new things because they're not sure if they'll succeed. And they're critical of themselves and others, and they're never satisfied with the job they've done. They live by rules and aren't naturally flexible. Order is very important to them. They also put themselves and others under a lot of stress and pressure and tend to be serious, failing to see the humor in the situations. Does this put some things about your firstborn into perspective, Dad? Do you see now why it's so important to lighten up on that already heavily burdened firstborn? See, so when you're dealing with a firstborn, these are really important things. That you provide some of that humor and that joy and that balance and help them try things they might not otherwise do. What about that middle daughter? Middleborns tend to march to the beat of a different drummer. As the firstborn goes, the middle child goes often the opposite way. They're the hardest of all the birth order to pin down because children are always influenced most by what is directly above them. The middleborn looks up and sees not adults as the firstborn does, but the firstborn. So, you know, you have to sort of get that a middleborn child is somewhat different and many times opposite. And as a father with your daughter, in some ways I remember my daughters and the firstborn daughter, the secondborn daughter, and my firstborn daughter and my secondborn daughter are some of the most opposite girls. You know, one is very much like, you know, want to be the paralegal, appreciates the order and some of the details. But the next daughter, you know, she's the artist and, you know, lives in the present. But then the next daughter is even different after that. And then, of course, here comes the last born daughter. So these are very important. And sometimes as dads, you feel like, wait a minute. You know, I know how to treat my firstborn daughter this way. And now because the second born daughter comes along. And the middle daughter, how can a middle born compete with a star performer like the firstborn? She can't. So she's smart enough to decide to take an entirely opposite direction. That's why your middle-born daughter and first-born daughters will differ like day and night in interests and in personality. And again, this is a dynamic. As a father, sometimes that first-born and second-born or those middle children and the firstborn can have a conflict, or they feel uncomfortable around each other. They sort of feel like each other can be, at times feel negative emotions to each other. And in Christ, they'll talk it out and they'll resolve these things. But seriously, these are issues. When they grow up, sometimes there's competition with family and husbands and all of these things like that. I've seen that over 30 years. And many of the dynamics happen in some of the family dynamics growing up. So as a father, you're always trying to bring balance to and know who each of them are and appreciate each of them for who they are created to be. To make things worse, when the baby of the family is born, the middle child not only is looking at that firstborn and knowing she can't compete, but also feeling that she can't compete with the cuteness of the baby of the family. No wonder middleborns tend to go outside their families for friendships and are less likely to confide in family members. They're relational masters, great at mediating, negotiating, since they're always stuck in the middle at home. But they also tend to be more sensitive, independent, diplomatic, compromising in social situations. Now again, every family is going to have this a little bit different. But these are some of the things that as a father, you're going to be in tune with, is getting to know which is a typical firstborn, what's a typical secondborn, how do that relate to them as daughters? Middleborns realize that life isn't fair because they've experienced it at home, being caught between siblings. They tend to be realistic, unspoiled risk takers who strike out on their own and know how to get along with others. They're peacemakers who are good at seeing issues from both sides. Again, the very qualities that make them great at what they can do become negatives. Middleborns may be suspicious or cynical because they've been ignored by their families. They may feel inferior because they're neglected. They may also rebel because they feel they don't fit in. Family members may see them as stubborn, bullheaded, or unwilling to cooperate since they want peace at any price. Others can take advantage of them. Wanting not to offend their friends can cloud good judgment and decisions. They may also take a long time to admit that they need help, since it isn't easy to share feelings with family members. These are all some of the things as dads to be aware of. Does this sound like your middleborn daughter? Since a middleborn so often gets at the end of the stick, squeezed between the crown princess and the little snooky, work hard to affirm her and draw her out. If you want to give your middleborn a treat she won't forget, spend time with just her. Even better, do it on a regular basis that she can count on. Don't include any of the other siblings, no matter how much they beg. And make sure you take plenty of pictures, since middleborns have a lot fewer pictures in their photo albums than the firstborns and the babies of the family to compete with. Take a peek at your family album and you'll see exactly what I mean. Let's talk about the lastborn daughter. Dr. Kevin Lehman says, everyone applauds for the firstborn star in nearly every area of life. And the middleborn has a whole group of loyal friends, but the baby of the family has her work cut out for her. She has to figure out how to get attention. She's likely to be the most social of your kids. She's charming, people-oriented, affectionate, engaging, tenacious. That's because she's learned early in life how to push her parents' and siblings' buttons to get what she wants. She's uncomplicated and not hard to figure out. Unlike the middleborn, she tends to be the one in the family who has one or more pet names versus the older kids who are more likely to be called by their given names. So this lastborn daughter, people love the lastborns. After all, they're likable, fun to be around, easy to talk to, caring, lovable, and they want to help. They don't have hidden agendas often, and they're often entertaining and funny. They know how to get noticed, and they don't take no for an answer. They keep on going until they get what they want. Again, they spend a lot of time manipulating older siblings to do things for them, so that they've got that sort of negotiation down pat, that negotiation type of personality down pat. Lastborns are very good at working a daddy over to giving them what they want by batting eyelashes, letting a single tear slip I've seen rock-hard negotiators known in the business world for forcing grown men into humble compliance melt before a teary-eyed three-year-old daughter. And that's so true. As a father of lastborns, know that there's also a downside. Babies of the family can come across as fly-by-the-seat of your pants and even a little flaky, impatient, spoiled, or temperamental. They're used to others pitching in and helping out with their workload. After all, those older siblings can do nothing more easily and faster because they've had a track record of doing things. So they can be lazy. They can also they're also very trusting. Others can easily take advantage of them since they make decisions based upon their feelings. So as a dad, these are very important things to keep in mind. Does this sound like your firstborn of the family daughter? Sure, she's charming, she steals your heart, and if you let her manipulate you, she'll be drawn toward someone like you. She'll be drawn towards someone like you, someone who can manipulate and control. So do your future son-in-law a favor. Teach her responsibility. Hold her accountable for her actions. If you do, your warm, cheerful daughter will gain the organization, compassion, and understanding she needs to make a significant impact in the adult world. Let's talk about the only children. Now, only children have the positives and negative traits of the firstborn 10 times. They're super achievers, perfectionists, conscientious to the max. By the time they're 8 or 9, they're pint-sized adults. They relate more to adults than to kids their own age, and they're ahead of everyone in the game of life. They don't need anyone to organize them or make plans for them or take care of them. But those very traits can make them highly successful in their careers can also be damaging in their relationships. Their accuracy, detail, and perfectionism can work against them unless only children learn how to manage their own expectations. Does this sound like your only born, if you have one? If so, do her three favors. Lighten up on her, especially if you tend to have that critical eye. Teach her compassion toward others and to recognize what others think and feel is important. Find something to laugh about with her every day. If you do even these three simple things, you'll give your only born the kind of wings that allow her to soar in a lifetime. So, here's top 4 do's for dad. And this is all the birth orders. Listen to her. Just really listen. Take cues from her. Don't assume anything ever and be gentle. You know, I've noticed, like, whenever I try to talk about difficult things to any of my daughters, if I start yelling, they all of a sudden shut down. I have to be very respectful, and I have to understand that we're very different. I come at something from a strong leader masculinity perspective often, and with my daughters, I have learned that to treat them as the women that God has made them to be, the young women God has made them to be, and to really listen and to really pay attention to what they say. And don't assume that I know, and be very gentle. Really get to know her. Few things in life have been as rewarding as getting to know each of my daughters, Dr. Kevin Lehman says. Quirks, fears, dreams, hopes, and then parenting those around those. When you do that, Dad, you make your daughter feel special. Like a notorious bandit, El Gapo, tells his men in what I consider the greatest of all the movies, The Three Amigos. I know each of you like I've known my own smell. Ooh, I know each of you like I know my own smell. And the point of that is it's about relationship. It's about when you know your daughter like you know your own smell, loving her as an individual will be a natural response, simple as breathing. You'll also make decisions that are right for her. and you'll be on your way to building a relationship for a lifetime. You know, when you get to know each of your daughters and their distinguishing characteristics, when you help them to see the world not from their own perspective only, but from the perspective of a man and others, you do a great service for the daughters in your life. As a Christian leader, these are the kind of conversations you want to have with dads who have daughters. These are the kind of conversations that you can help those who did not have a dad replace some of those aspects with maybe male characters like a grandpa or others. You can sort of like guide the group that you're called to lead in a way that some of these roles are taken by others. But the point of today's message is about relationship. Knowing who each of your daughters are and knowing how you can bless them and help them be who God has made them to be.